From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. The U.S.-Russian mediated truce talks calls for an initial 48-hour renewable ceasefire at any location where anti-government forces are operating. It also stipulates that aid agencies should not be impeded from reaching towns and areas in need of aid. Russia has said it will still target what it calls terrorists during the truce. The United States and Russia will begin jointly targeting jihadists in a week. Opposition forces Monday issued a series of demands as well as requests for clarifications. On Sunday, several insurgent leaders criticized the agreement, but stopped short of saying they wouldn't accept it. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is skipping a campaign trip to the western state of California after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The Clinton campaign said a doctor examined her Friday. Her doctor gave her antibiotics and advised Clinton to rest and modify her schedule. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. In response to reports that the North may already be planning another nuclear test, South Korea's defense ministry on Monday said its neighbor has the capacity to do so. South Korean President Park Geun-hye held an emergency meeting on Monday with leaders from both her ruling party and the two main opposition parties. Flooding from heavy rain in North Korea has killed at least 133 people. 395 are missing. The UN Humanitarian Agency said Monday more than 100,000 people have fled their homes in the country's northernmost province. This is VOA News. A human rights group says it has found evidence of war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders. The co-founders of the rights group, The Sentry, actor George Clooney and activist John Prendergast, shared their findings Monday at a news conference in Washington's National Press Club. Here's Clooney.
The evidence is thorough, it is detailed, and it is irrefutable. It involves arms dealers, international lawyers, international banks, international real estate, and it is because of these international actors that we are also able to provide solutions to help end this criminal behavior to protect innocent civilians.
The report accuses South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, former First Vice President Riek Machar, and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers since 2005. That's when a peace agreement paved the way for the South's independence from Sudan. Afghan officials say security forces Monday killed two suicide bombers, ending a two-hour siege of a hospital in Kandahar. The gunfight also left an officer of Afghanistan's intelligence agency dead. Officials say the siege began after two assailants wearing suicide vests stormed the Mirwais Hospital compound in Kandahar and opened fire at security guards there. The assault took place shortly before the provincial governor was to arrive to inquire about the well-being of patients in connection with Eid activities. A spokesman says patients and their attendants and hospital staffs were not harmed. Gulf Arab states have expressed concern over a bill passed by the U.S. Congress that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. to sue the Saudi government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, of which Saudi Arabia is a key member, said the legislation contravenes the foundations and principles of relations between states, notably sovereign immunity. Police in southeastern Turkey say a car bombing Monday in the city of Van wounded at least 48 people. The blast happened in an area between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office, not immediately clear who is responsible. The Philippine president says he wants all U.S. forces out of his country's south, where they have been advising local troops battling Muslim extremists. Speaking before newly appointed government officials Monday, Rodrigo Duterte blamed the U.S. for the restiveness of Muslim militants in the region. It is the first time he has publicly opposed the presence of American troops in the country. Mr. Duterte did not set a deadline or say how the withdrawal would proceed, and there was no immediate reaction from the U.S. Embassy. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.